Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome back to Cleveland Connection. Our next guest today, we've got Sue DeMay.
DeMay.
You got it. Uh-huh, okay. Right. And she is with the DeMay's Bike Ride for Alzheimer's, supporting the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start off by just giving a little bit of information to the people who aren't aware of what Alzheimer's is. Give us a little rundown on what Alzheimer's disease is.
Okay, Alzheimer's is a progressive brain disorder that impacts memory, thinking skills, language skills, and the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, which is what my mom suffered from. It's a terrible disease that robs, you know, everybody of their ability to do most daily functions. The symptoms include memory loss, confusion about time and place, struggling to complete familiar tasks such as even brushing your teeth, trouble finding appropriate words, difficulties in judging situations, and personality and mood changes. There are more than 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease, including more than 220,000 people just in Ohio.
That is a pretty big number when you put it into words like that.
Right, when you think about, how many people are afflicted.
Yeah. So you're raising money for this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization that you are raising money for, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America?
Sure. They're a great organization, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. It's a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support, services, and education to individuals, families, and caregivers afflicted by Alzheimer's disease and related dementias nationwide, and fund research for better treatment and a cure. And that's what we're riding our bike for find a cure for this terrible disease.
Do you know any background information on how the Alzheimer's Foundation of America began?
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah. It was founded by a former family caregiver, Bert Brodsky, whose mother passed away from this disease during his mother's illness, which was back in the 1980s, when there was little information about Alzheimer's and nowhere really to turn for guidance and support. The AFA was created to make sure that families living with the disease did not have to face the illness alone.
I'm guessing the foundation offers a lot of programs and services to help people, correct?
Right, yes.
Do you know any of the services that they offer?
Sure, yeah. They have a national toll-free helpline, which is 866-232-8484, and it's staffed by licensed social workers. And they also have national memory screening programs, which provides free, confidential memory screenings across the country. They have telephone-based support groups, informational webinars, educational conferences and materials, and they have professional training.
Can you give us the phone number one more time, just in case anyone who's driving might have missed it?
Sure, yeah. It's 866-232-8484.
So I want to talk about your journey a little bit. You're going to be doing... I'm going to let you say it, actually. What is it that you're going to be doing?
Well, my son, Jim, and I, we usually every year we take some kind of bicycle journey. We like to do something with bikes. And we thought this year we would ride across Ohio. And then we thought, well, if we're going across Ohio, we may as well raise some money for a special cause, which is Alzheimer's, which my mother suffered with and passed away from. So we're going to be riding 324 miles along the Ohio to Erie Trail. And we're taking 5 days to get there and stopping along the way at different cities, and should be fun.
You plan on covering all of that in just 5 days?
Yes. Well, I'm 62 years old, so I'm hoping that I'm an avid runner, biker, and I think I'll be able to, I know I can do it, and it's for a good cause. So yeah, it's going to be 5 days, about 70 miles a day.
Wow. I don't even have words for that. That takes a lot of self-discipline to do something like that.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, I've been training riding, you know, like 40 miles at a time, you know, a couple days a week, and just working towards a 70-mile-a-day goal.
So what made you want to start all of this?
Well, because my mother suffered with the disease, Alzheimer's, and we saw, you know, my kids and I and my husband, she lived with us and we took care of her, and it was just a terrible disease, and we just wanted to do something in her honor and to help support any, you know, the Alzheimer's Foundation.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are speaking with Sue DeMay, and she's doing the DeMay's Bike Ride for Alzheimer's, supporting the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Sue, what is your overall fundraising goal with this ride?
We'd like to raise $3,000. We've already raised $1,400, and it's just really exciting every day to look and see how it's growing, and it's growing pretty fast. We're very impressed with all the donations we've been receiving from people, and we're very thankful.
So if somebody wants to help contribute towards this, if they want to donate towards your cause, how could they do that?
They can go to the AFA's website at www.alzfdn.org.
So they can go directly to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America website then to help you out, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And how have you gone about raising the money that you've already raised?
Well, we have it on Facebook, and friends and family that we know just, you know, are aware of it and donating, and mostly through Facebook.
So you mentioned the path is going to be going through Ohio.
Correct.
Can you give us a little bit of a breakdown on some of the cities you're going to be stopping in?
Sure. We're starting here in Cleveland at Edgewater Park. We're going to put our feet in Lake Erie to start, and we're going to stop at Massillon, Mount Vernon, Ohio, Columbus, Xenia, and then we're going to end in Cincinnati, and we want to place our feet in the Ohio River at the end. So that's the route, and it's Ohio to Erie Trail. It's mostly trails. I think like 20 miles of it is on road, so it should be a nice safe route on the trails.
So you're not going to be like biking directly down the road the entire time?
No. That was one thing when we decided to do this. I told my son I'd rather stay on a trail if we could, and he found this route. So I think it should be really fun.
That's cool. You're going from water to water.
Right, water to water.
Completely,
yep.
Across Ohio.
Uh-huh, yep.
You mentioned you're going to be doing 70 miles a day. Do you have any other plans on how you're going to complete this?
No, just maybe, you know, stop along the way if we see any interesting sights. When we get to Columbus for that night, hopefully we'll get there early enough. We can do something in Columbus. I've heard there's some interesting, history things along the trail that we could stop and see along the way. And, you know, try to break it up into little increments during the day, so have lunch and then get back on and make it go a little faster, I think, just resting and then, you know, starting back up.
That's cool. If someone wants to follow your journey, do you have a way that they could do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be at www.fundraising.alzfdn.org. They can follow it that way.
So following through the fundraising page on the AFA website, correct?
Yes, right. We'll post pictures and update and everything that way. Uh-huh.
Okay, and do you want to give it one more time in case someone missed it who might have been driving?
Sure. It's fundraising.alzfdn.org.
All right, perfect. And did you have anything else you wanted to add regarding your bike ride or the Alzheimer's Foundation of America?
We're excited to be doing this. We're leaving tomorrow, and hopefully the weather cooperates. And, we're just really excited to be raising money for a great organization and raise awareness for Alzheimer's.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. I wish you nothing but the best on your trip, and you're going to definitely have to let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.